Coming up now, Kevin Maloney is a member of our team, travel writer, author, ghostwriter, and more. Recently, he's been a reality TV star on the Nine Networks for his travel guides, and he's just finished filming the second season. So we're going to talk to him about that. But he's also written a biographical book called The Last Australian, Childhood. So here's Kevin Maloney. So on the line from Country Victoria is Kevin Maloney. He's a palette member, a writer, he's a travel writer, he's an author, a ghostwriter, and he's just written a new book, but he's also star of reality TV series Travel Guides, and the next episode of that, or the next series of that, is, I think, in the can now. Welcome back to the show, Kevin.
Thanks very much, Graham. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Now, of course, we're talking to you about the fact that you've written a book, which is interesting. But just before we do that, let's just get the other gossip out of the way. Now, you have finished filming the second series of Travel Guides?
We have indeed, yeah.
Okay. And any surprises?
Been all over the world.
Does it follow pretty much the same style as last time?
Yeah, the premise of the show is you have five different groups who go to the same destination, but we don't talk to each other, we don't interact, and each one gives their own opinion of the destination and the activities and the accommodation that we get up to while we're there.
So
that's the guts of the show.
Yeah, and I guess the premise also is that you don't put any fake reviews in, you tell it like it is.
No holds barred.
Right.
It's not advertorial, which is like a lot of travel shows where it is advertorial. This is completely our own opinion.
Right.
So we welcome that.
Yeah, I know you well, and I know you would welcome that. You tend not to fear or favour anybody in your comments or criticism. You've been a food and wine judge as well, so obviously you know your way around the marketplace. And I gather you've been both onshore and offshore with the show, right?
We have. Yeah, okay. We had some Australian trips and some international trips. I can't tell you where we went.
No, I know that's all top secret.
But that will all be revealed next year when the series goes to air in the first half of next year.
You don't know any more precisely than that when we can expect it?
Not at this stage,
okay.
No. But it will be in the first half of next year.
Okay. Well, it all sounds good. Now, Kevin, you've written a book called The Last Childhood. It sounds a bit foreboding. It's almost as if you reckon there's not going to be any more.
Well, no, it's not like that. It's actually The Last Australian Childhood.
Right.
And it's a book of recollections, not recollections, but examples of what life was growing up in Melbourne in the 1960s, as I did. Yeah. I've just turned 60. So it's reflections on family life, on values, on the food that we ate, the clothes that we wore, the things that we did, the activities that we did, the friendships we had, and family life.
Right.
And while it's not just a nostalgic read, it's just a collection of stories about values.
Right.
And anyone can draw their own parallels or opinions on whether those values exist today or they're different, they're better, they're worse. It leaves everything up to the reader to decide.
Well, I guess you must have started with a premise that perhaps things aren't quite as innocent as they were in our day.
Well, that wasn't actually the intention, strangely enough. I've left that for the reader, and the way I've structured the book is I've just told the tales of life as it was in the 1960s. So not casting any aspersions or saying these are the good old times, this is what it should be like, this is, you know, where have all these values gone? I don't ask any of those questions.
Right, okay. So at the risk of having picket marks from sitting on the fence, mate, do you think kids these days spend enough time outdoors?
Not at all. No, definitely. You know, we've all got our own opinions. We don't have kids. We've never had kids. So, you know, I'm no authority on parenting or what kids should or shouldn't be doing. But my belief is that, gee, I think there's a hell of a lot of kids out there who are over-supervised. I mean, when I was a kid, Mum used to boot us out of the house early in the morning and say, don't come home until the street lights come on.
Mm.
So we were completely untethered and free. And if we fell over and broke a bone, we fell over and broke a bone. If you got a black eye in a fight with another kid, you just, you know, give him a black eye and you get on with it.
Right.
And during the day, we were unsupervised. And quite often we didn't come home until dark. You know, somehow you'd manage to scrounge a bit of food off somebody else's mum, or if you got into, and that was the other thing, if you got into strife, or you know, you, you misbehaved or something. It was nothing for somebody else's parents to discipline you and share that role. And you know, if some other kid's mum gave me a clip over the ears because I was a brat, my mother wouldn't go chasing after her saying, "How dare you smack my child?" Mum would probably say, "Well, you probably deserved it."
Yeah, no, I think I'd agree with that. The slap wasn't something we'd even consider in those days, was it?
No.
No, I think that's very interesting, Kevin. I grew up in the country for a few years before I came to the very, very inner urban South Melbourne, where, you know, Greeks, Italians, Cypriots, the whole lot abounded in the school. And, of course, I came from Bendigo, and there weren't a lot of them up there. It was very white Anglo-Saxon. I was going to say Protestant, but it was probably more white Anglo-Saxon Catholic than anything else up there.
It would have been.
I think I get the drift. Now, the interesting thing about this, you were telling me offline, is that you've written this with a particular set of voices, depending on who's speaking. So how did you come upon that idea? It sounds like an interesting piece of literature approach. How did you happen upon it?
Well, it was a bit experimental, but the stories are written in the voice of the child at the time. And the stories are set from the age of 4 to the age of 18. So obviously if I'm, as the author, telling a story as a 4-year-old, I'm going to use different language from what I would use when I was 17 or 18.
Yeah.
So I started writing the stories in the along the lines of a voice of the child at the time. So as the book progresses, the voice matures and the language develops. And the appreciation of other things develop. Like when you're a 4-year-old, you're pretty naive. You don't know what's going on.
No.
So in the words that I used, it was more along the lines of the language that I would have used at that time.
Okay. Well, I think that's an interesting... I shouldn't use the word technique, but I guess that's probably what it is. And your publishers are obviously happy to have your offering. Who's published
Absolutely.
It for you?
New Holland Publishers,
right.
And they've done a run of these books, which is now available in all the bookshops and online.
Okay.
So one of the other interesting things I'd just like to mention, Graham, because the book is written with naivety when I was a younger child, and it's very easy for people to read. So for people who are struggling with reading, this would be an adult book written in the voice of a child. I say it's the voice of an adult through the mouth of a child.
Right.
So there's no big words. There's no language in it. There's no pathos. There's no persecution. Nothing like that.
Right.
They're very easy stories to read, particularly for people who are struggling to read.
Right.
So that's another interesting angle.
Yeah, and you could pick the book up and read one of these vignettes, could you?
Correct. Yeah, each one is between 15 and 3,000 words. So... you know, if you're waiting for a bus, you could read one. Or if you're sitting on an aeroplane, you could read one or two stories.
Right.
So they're not connected, but by the time you've read the entire book, you get a feeling for what life was like.
Right. That was Kevin Maloney there talking about his new book, The Last Australian Childhood. You're listening to The Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.